Today's daf is Gittin daf lamid vav, and we are 11 lines from the top of daf lamid vav amid aleph, the two dots, the ho'edim choismen alaget mepnei tikkun oilam. Today's daf is being learned for Ilui Nishmas, Chayim Elazar, ben Yibodol Chayim, Reb Shimshin Aryeh. So we're moving along the beginning of Perek HaSheleach, and as promised, the Mishnayos and the Sugyas have already digressed. The common theme of all the digression of the sugyas are takanos that were made mipnei tikkun ha'olam. So these weren't just ordinary takanos, but we're literally saving the world by making these takanos. Now, why are we talking about takanos that were made mipnei tikkun ha'olam? Because Perek HaSheleach began discussing a halacha related to a meviget, a shliach la'ilacha, and the Mishnah said that although me'ikar adin, a man that makes a shliach to divorce his wife, could be mevatel the shliach shaloi b'fnei ha'shliach or shaloi b'fnei ha'isha, but mepnei tikkun ha'olam Rabbi Gamliel Azake made a takana shaloi yiyu oisin kein. From there, we mentioned another halacha, also negeya, hilchas gerushin, that relates to tikkun ha'olam, and that is that a man that divorces his wife, it's not enough that the sofer write the name of the man in the place where the gerushin is taking place, or the name of the woman in the place where the gerushin is taking place, but the sofer would have to write ish ploini v'chol shum sheyeshloi, ish ploinis v'chol shum sheyeshloi. This is the idea of Shemus Agitin, and that's something that was instituted also mipnei tikkun oil. The Mishnah then began to digress. The Mishnah said, Ein almono nefras minich se yesoymen elo b'shvua. There was a time in history where Bezdin stopped forcing the almona to swear, as was discussed in yesterday's daf, and then Rabbi Gamliel Azokin made a takona, and he said that although the woman is not supposed to swear when she collects her ksuba minich se yesoymen, but at the same time she should make a neder. So not a shvua, a neder. Mishnah is now continuing, and the sugyas are continuing to jump literally from sugya to sugya and discuss more takanas that were made with pnei tikkun ha'olam. In today's daf, we're going to discuss two. The two that were mentioned in the Mishnah on daf lamed daled on midbeis. We begin with the first one, which is the shorter one. The second one is one of the sugyas that are oimid berumah shel ha'olam. And just as a disclaimer before we start today's daf, so certain daf, it relates to what we do, require an asterisk next to it. Today's daf is one. Gittin daf lamed vav in the world of raid is hafachba, vahafachba, the kuluba, laida, laida. We're going to have to do what we do. But in terms of the daf that we're about to learn, there's a lot more here than what we're going to have the opportunity to cover. But we begin first with a line that the Mishnah mentioned, and that is that ha'edim choismen alaget mepnei tikkun ha'olam. Mepnei tikkun ha'olam, Chazal made a takana that edim should sign a get. They should sign a document. Now, the word get, when we're learning Masechtas Gittin, usually means a get isha, but really, the more accurate definition of the word get is a shtar. And b'chur, in this Mishnah, it means shtaris. Chazal made a takana that Edom should sign in a shtar. Freik de Gemara, mipnei tikkun ha'olam. This that Edom sign a shtar is mipnei tikkun ha'olam da'iraisahu. Midairaisa Edom have to sign a shtar. Dichsev. The pasuk says, and this is a pasuk in Yirmiyo, Paraglam, today is a pasuk that we've already seen here in Masechtas Gittin, that says, v'chosoiv basefer, v'chosoim v'hoi et edim be'eretz b'yom. Now the context is that the Yidden went to Bavel. This was the first time the entire nation was exiled. They were there for 70 years. And during that time that the Yidden were in Bavel, Yirmiyahu tells them that we're going to be here for a while. Unfortunately, they knew exactly how long they were going to be there. And you should shtalavek, a parnasa, build a family and find chavruses and really be kaveya yourself here in town. One of the things he told them was, buy fields, and when you buy fields, you should document it. V'chosei basefer, v'chosei. Now, the Gemara's kasha is that Yirmiyahu didn't just tell them, document, have shtaris that prove that you bought these fields, but he added one word, v'chosei. Make sure there are signatures. So he said, Meres, that in order for a sefer to be a sefer, in order for a document to be a document, in order for a shtar to be a shtar, you have to have signatures. Sefreit, the Gemara kasha, get isha is a sefer. V'kosav lo sefer krisos. Shtoris are svarim. Mipnei tikkun ha'olam, you have to have edim. L'chur, there's a pasuk in Yirmiyo where the pasuk says that Yirmiyo already told the edim v'kosav basefer. And what does it mean basefer? V'chosim, that you're going to have signatures. So why is it only mipnei tikkun ha'olam that you have to have signatures? L'chura, it's a pasuk. It says v'kosav basefer v'chosim. Now, it's interesting that the Gemara's kasha is da'iraisa. It's a da'iraisa. How do I know that? Because it's a pasuk in Yirmiyo. So this really segues into a very, very broad conversation, and that is something that's learned out from a pasuk in Nach, not a pasuk in the Torah, but a pasuk in Nach, in Nevi'im Uksuvim. Does that have a din of a da'iraisa, or does that have a din of a derabanan? The truth is, in the vernacular, anything that's learned out from Nach is what we know as Divrei Kabbalah. That's what it's referred to. But Hagufa, Divrei Kabbalah, does it have a din of a da'iraisa? Does it have a din of a derabanan? Safik halacha that's learned out from the Nevi'im Uksuvim. You go l'chumra or you go l'kula. This Gemara is definitely one of the Marmakaimis that seems to suggest that it's da'iraisa because we're invoking the word da'iraisa, which is usually reserved for Teiras Moshe, for things that are da'iraisa. And if the Gemara's kasha is, not just it's a pasuk, why do I need a takana? Oh, but da'iraisa, it sounds like it actually has that chomer of it being a da'iraisa. But either way, the Gemara's kasha is, you need signatures when they tikkun ha'olam, it's a pasuk in Yirmiyo. And for the Gemara, two terutzim. Amar, Rabbi said, loy tzrich Rabbi Laza. Our mishnah is going coin to Rabbi Laza. Do Amar, Edim is sira karti. We know Rabbi Laza's shita is that the Edim that are mahava a gerishin are the Edim is sira. So coin to Rabbi Laza, really, you don't need Edim to sign in a get. Stating that, Tokinu Rabbanon Eidei Chasima b'pnei Tikkun Olam. But still the Rabbanon went and they made a takana that a get should have Eidei Chasima. And the reason was Tikkun Olam. What's the Tikkun Olam? The Zimdan, the Maisi Sahati. Because Chazal were worried that if the only people that know, that can testify about this Gerishin are these two Edom that witnessed it, what happens if they die? Inami Zimdan da Azul Medina Sayyam. Or what happens if they go to Medina Sayyam? Now there's going to be a debate and a dispute. This woman is divorced, she's not divorced. You're going to try to call the Edom. You're not going to be able to call them because they're physically not around. So for that reason, Chazal made a takana that the Edom should sign inside the shtar. So again, the Mishnah says, Edom sign in a shtar, they sign in a get, mipnei tikkun olam. What was the kasha? It's a pasuk in Yirmiyo. And for the Gemara, we're going according to Rabbi Lassen. And hasn't answered the question. The question was, it's a pasuk in Yirmiyo. Rabbi Laza also has to learn the pasuk in Yirmiyo. So Rashi bamergs the kasha, and Rashi says that according to Rabbi Laza, you have to say, v'haikra eitzah toiva kamash malan. The pasuk was only an eitzah toiva, meaning according to Rabbi Meir that holds Eidei Chasima Karti. So the way you read the pasuk in Yirmiyo is Yirmiyo saying that you should have shtaris and make sure the chasim that there's going to be signatures on the shtar, because without signatures on the shtar is not going to be a good shtar. But according to Rabbi Laza that holds Eidei Mesirah Karti, he holds it by Gerushin, Kal v'chomer, by regular momentistic transactions. So you don't need Eidim to sign in a shtar. What then did Yirmiyo mean? What he meant was Eitzah Toivah Kamash Malan. According to him, oh, it's only an Eitzah Toivah. You actually don't need it. That's the chiddush of the Takanim. If they Tikkun Olam, you should have it. And what's the Tikkun Olam? Because we're afraid. What if the Eidim are not going to be around? That's the first teretz of the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef said a second teretz. He said a filled table of the Rameir. It could be the mission is going even according to Rabbi Meir. Remeir, who holds Eidei Chasim Akarti, according to Remeir, when the Pasuk says V'chasoim, it's not Mestaber that it's an Eitzah Toivah Kamash Malan. It's probably a Pasuk. Rather, it's a Doiraisa. What's the Kashna? So what's the Tikkun Olam? Said Rabbi Yosef, Hiskinu Shiyu Eidei Mefarshin Shmoy Seim Begitim Ibnei Tikkun Olam. The Takana wasn't have signatures. That's Eidei Chasim Akarti. When it says V'chasam Lo in the Torah, it means V'chasam Lo, according to Remeir. That's v'chassayim v'shteit in Yirmiyo. So what was the takana? The takana was that the Edom shouldn't just sign, but they should actually sign their names. As opposed to what? Gidatanya. There's a brisa that brings out this point. But Rishayna, in the olden times, hoya koisev, an aid would write, ani ploini chasamti aid. Chasam Sofer incidentally takes out the word ploini. But Rishayna, hoya koisev, ani chasamti aid. They would just say that I'm an aid, but they wouldn't actually mention their name. Now, when it came time to be Mekayim, those signatures, it was a little bit tricky. The reason is because imksav yada yoytzim imakam achakasha, if they were able to match the signature from the database, let's say, that they had, so then that was a kiyum shtaris. But if they had no way of matching it, puzzle, it would have been puzzle. What's the background to this? In order for a shtar to be a kosher shtar, it's not enough that you have edim. Midiraisa, it's enough that you have edim. Edim achsumen al shtar is nasik mishnech reidusim bebez. But midirabonin, you have to have kiyum shtaris. How do you do kiyum shtaris? There's three ways. One way is the edim walk into Bezdin and they say, this is my signature. Another way is edim come and the edim say that we recognize these names, we recognize these signatures. The third way is you match the handwriting. You say, I recognize this handwriting, I can match it from the database. And like this, you're going to know that the signatures are good signatures. Now, if there are names, it's going to be much easier to go forward with the Kiyum Shtaris, because you'll make a Ram call, Bezdin will, as part of their due diligence of verifying these signatures. They'll say, oh, we have a document that was signed by Pliny Ben Pliny. If anyone knows Pliny Ben Pliny, please come. They'll come, they'll look at the handwriting, they'll say, yeah, we recognize it, they'll do Kiyum Shtaris. But if all it says is that Ani Pliny Chasamti Eid, then it's going to be much more difficult to do Kiyum Shtaris. So it's for that reason that they made this takana. I'm Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said takana gedoy lehiskinu, that the Chachamim made a takana shiyum mefarshin shmei sein begitin, that the Edom should be forced to actually spell out their name mipnei tikkun olam. What's the tikkun olam? The tikkun olam is like this: you'll be able to go and be mekayim the shtaris in an easier way. So the bottom line is that the Mishnah said that the Chachamim made a takana mipnei tikkun olam that Edom should sign a shtar. Bimar the kasha mipnei tikkun olam. What do you mean? It says a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, v'kasei b'sefer v'chasim. A sefer, a document, a shtar has to have a chasima. The Gemara gave two terutzim: Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. Rabba's teretz was that the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lazar, that holds Edom Asira Karti. According to Rabbi Lazar, the chasim is only an eitz tovik kamash malon mipnei tikkun olam. Chazal said that you should write the signatures. Why? What's the tikkun olam according to Rabba? It's that what happens if the Edom are going to die? The Edom are going to go to Medina Sayam. According to Rabbi Yosef, the Mishnah is going even according to Rabbi Meir, and granted according to Rabbi Meir, midday raisa, you have to have signatures. Say the pasuk in Yirmiyo. Oh, and by the way, the chasav law, when you're talking about a gedisha, means the chasam law, but midday raisa, all you need is that an Edom should say ani ploini aid, but he doesn't actually have to spell out his name. Kamash malon mipnei tikkun olam, spell out your name. And what's the tikkun olam? It's a different tikkun olam. It's a different punchline. The tikkun olam is like this: you'll be able to be mekayim the shtaris. But the Gemara asks a kasha. B'simanoloi, you tell me that the only way an aid can sign his name on a document is by actually signing his name. But if, let's say, he wouldn't sign his name, he would make a simin, maybe just an insignia that people could associate with Pliny. It sounds like that wouldn't be enough. But what was the takana? Sheyiu mefarshim shmoisein begitin. You actually have to spell your name out. It's actually a simon doesn't work. But Rav Tzairi Kivro Rav. Everybody knows that when he would sign the document, he wouldn't sign his name Rav or Abba, depending on what Rav's name was. But what he would do is he would make a picture of a fish. Rav Chanina Tzairi Charusa. Rav Chanina would have a branch from a palm tree. Rav Chizda Samach. Rav Chizda would just write the letter Samach. Rav Hoshia Ayin, the letter Ayin. Rav Barav Huna Makusa, the mast of a ship, of a sail. But the bottom line is that you see that they were mefarshim shmoisein. B'chur Rabbi Gamliel Sakana was. You have to spell your name out. And for the Gemara Shani Rabbanon, the Bekiyin Simonayu, Bekiyin Simonayu. These Rabbanon, everybody associated these symbols with their name, and therefore it was the equivalent thereof of being mefarshim shmoisein. Meaning, you have to sign your name, but there's no din it has to say your name. It has to be something that people are going to unequivocally associate with you. These Rabbanon, everyone knew if you saw a picture of a fish on the bottom of a document, it must be that Rav was the one that signed it. Freit Gemara Geshmak Akash Mei Kare B'Mayafkinu. How did these pictures become associated with these Rabbanim if you really had to sign your name? Right? These Amiram lived after the Takan of Rabbi Gamliel Azakin. So if you have to sign your name, so how does everyone know that Rav is a fish and Reb Chanina is a palm tree? Like, where did that even start? L'chura, how'd you get this going? Emphatic Gemara Bediski. What does Bediski mean? So Diski means like a bundle. Rashi says, Shtore Sheilois Uchuvois Ushloimois, because they used to write Sheilois Uchuvois. So if anyone saw a tshuva from Rav, it was signed with a fish on the bottom. That was how these names got out. So it was Dafka the Amoraim who were writing Shailos Teshuvas. So their symbols were Yodua. But for a regular person, Enochanami, you would have to be Mefarshin Shmasayo. We should have mentioned this at the onset of the Daf, that Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of related raid bites associated with today's Daf. So Ayin Sham. But one related raid bite is that Rav signed his name a fish. Why a fish? So there's a interesting pirush from one of the Rishonim, the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, who says that it's based on the pasuk that says V'yidgu l'roif, and Rav held that was a simin V'yidgu l'Rav, and that's why he signed it as a fish. So we once said that it could be there's an Oymek HaDvarim, and the reason is because Rav throughout Shas was very, very worried about Ayin Hara. It's Gemara Bava Metziah Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, where Rav said that he went to a Beis HaKfaris and he started looking at all the Kfarim, and he said 99 out of 100 people that died because of Ayin Hara. This is Gemara Perik Chelik, where the Gemara has a whole discussion what happened to Hananya, Mishael, Azariah after the incredible miracle that took place. They're Kemat never heard from again. And there's a big machloikis in the Gemara. What happened to them? Rav said, Mesu ba'ayin hara. Marshal says, it's Rav l'shitasle. But there's many, many Gemaras where Rav was worried about ayin hara. So I once thought, v'yidgul arayv. That's the Gemara in Saita, Daf Lamed Vav, Amud Beis. And elsewhere where the Gemara says that the fish, they're protected from ayin hara. Why? Because the water protects them. So Rav, who's concerned about ayin hara, Rav, according to the Zayar Kaddish, lived until he was 400 years old. 400 is the gematria of Ayin Ra, Vadvarim Atikin, Ve'in Kamakoy Melharach. Either way. So we go from the shorter part of today's daf to the longer part of today's daf, and that is the third takana that was mentioned in the bottom mishnah of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. Hillel, Hiskin, Pruzbul, Mipnei Tikun Olam. And this is really going to start now at least 2 days sugya. Daf Yomi wise will be 2 days. Raid, maybe it'll be more. But it's going to be a 2 day epic sugya. The sugya of Pruzbul is tucked away in Perek HaSheleach. Where does it come into Masechtas Gittin? What Shaychus? Now it's a shtar of Pruzbul, so I hear it's not completely out of the realm, but it's because Tikkun HaOlam, there's a greater takana over here of Pruzbul. Hillel was the one that made this takana, and that's why we're discussing it right now. So just a very, very brief background and an introduction to the concept of a Pruzbul. So we know that there are two dinim in Shemitah. So when you think of Shemitah, the initial association is that it's a year, not a day, a year of rest for the land. Every 7 years, the land in Eretz Yisrael had a rest. What does it mean it had a rest? You weren't allowed to do any avoida in the land. But in addition to that, there's a second din of Shemitah, and that is that all loans that are outstanding become null and void. So if somebody borrowed money and there's now an outstanding halva, once it comes Shemitah, at that point, that loan is no longer active, and the malva is literally bound by an issa d'iraisa to try to collect that loan. The ikar parasha of Shemitah, as it relates to Shemitah's karka, is discussed in Teiros Kayanim, it's in Parashas Bahar. That whole Indian is in Parshas Bahar. The Parsha of Shemitah's Ksotim is in Parshas Re'eh. And the Pasuk says as follows, Miketz Sheva Shonim Tasa Shemitah. At the end of 7 years, Tasa Shemitah. Incidentally, this Pasuk, which Be'ez Hashem we're going to talk about tomorrow, literally right out of the gate, Shemitah's at the end of 7 years. Shemitah's the seventh year. Chur, it's not at the end of 7 years. Pashup Shad is, this pasuk is talking about Shemitah's Ksofim, as we just mentioned. And Shemitah's Ksofim is unique because the loans that become null and void don't become null and void at the beginning of the seventh year, but rather it goes into effect at the end of the seventh year. Pasuk in the Torah, Miketz Sheva Shonim Tasa Shemitah, says the pasuk, V'zed var HaShemitah, this is the halach of Shemitah. Shomoit kol bal mashe yodoy, if somebody has an outstanding loan, he's a malva shomayt. What you should do is you should be meshamet the loan. You should relinquish it. And you should say, I'm not going to collect this loan. Lo yigoy says reyeyo ves achim. You shouldn't collect from your friend or from your brother. Ki kara shmita l'ashem. Because it's shmita. As hanachrit yigoyz, the borrowers and any Yehudi, then you can ignore these psukim. But from a yid, that's where you have the mitzvah of Shemitah. Either way, forwarding a little bit. The pasuk says like this, Hishamelucha, be very, very careful. Make sure that you're not going to have a bad machshava. What's going to be the bad machshava? Somebody's going to come to you and he's going to want to borrow money. You're going to tell yourself, I'm going to lend you money. I know Shemitah's right around the corner. It's coming. I'm going to lend you money. I'm never going to collect this loan. If I have time to collect it. But Shemitah is in 6 months. So if in 6 months at Shemitah, I'm never going to be able to collect it. So the Pasuk says, do not have that machshava. Because if this person's going to daven to Hashem and he's going to say, you know, I came to a yid, I tried borrowing money, he didn't want to lend it to me because karvash nasa shevash masa shmita, you know what's going to happen? Rather, make sure you give him tzedakah, and you shouldn't feel bad when you give him tzedakah,
because you should know all the bracha in the world is going to come from overcoming this. It's interesting. This pasuk that we just read is the pasuk of the mitzvah of tzedakah. And tucked away, embedded in the mitzvah of tzedakah, is this inyan of Hisham lecha pen yeh davrim levavcha b'liyah leimar, karva shnasa sheva shnasa shmita. Either way, the Gemara is about to say, let's mention the Torah Shebaal Peh first, that there was a time in history where Yidden were finding it very, very difficult to observe that pasuk. The pasuk of Hisham lecha pen yeh davrim levavcha b'liyah leimar, karva shnasa sheva shnasa shmita. And they were being over in Issa Deiraisa, and this apparently was Maisim b'chol yoy. So Hillel, the great Jewish leader, came and he decided we have to do something. But afmachen atakon, we have to be matzel yidin from violating this pasuk. And by the way, you're going to be saving the yidin, the ashirim, from violating this pasuk. And also, you're going to be opening up opportunities for the aniyim to be able to borrow money. Because yidin didn't want to lend money because they were worried about the Shemitah. As a result, the Yidden that needed the money weren't able to borrow money. So there was a major, major problem. So what he did was he made a takana, and the takana was prosbul. What's a prosbul? So a prosbul is a document. You write a shtar, and the shtar basically says that even though there's a halacha that once Shemitah comes, at that point you're not allowed to collect a loan anymore, but we made a prosbul, and because we made a prosbul, we're able to circumvent the laws of Shemitah. So, mashal ma davadoyma to selling your chametz and a heter iska, maybe a shtar mechir that people use in different geshefton. But the bottom line is, this is what a prosbul was. Now, you can't just write a document and say that, you know, I understand this is not something I'm allowed to do, but I'm going to do it anyways, and as a result, everything is going to be okay. There has to be a lumdis. So, what's the lumdis of how prosbul works? And the truth is, it's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Generally speaking, everyone agrees with what it is conceptually. But there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in terms of how exactly you're supposed to say it. Rashi says that there's a halacha that says that if someone's moiser shtaroysov lebezdin, Shemitah is not meshamet the law. So if Ruvain lends Shimon money and he takes the shtar and he gives it to Bezdin, he tells Bezdin, I'm not going to ever mon the chayv. I want you to do it for me. So the halacha is that loan, it supersedes Bezdin. So says Rashi that what a prosbul was, it was basically a shtar where the person is in the shtar saying that I'm being moisten my shtar to Bezdin. He would physically take his shtar, he would give it to Bezdin, and because that's what he did, so therefore there was no problem, Shemitah wasn't going to be an issue. But Rashi seems to say that the way prosbul worked is by physically being moisten shtarois of the Bezdin. You know what Rashi says it? It says it in our sugya right here, Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, and this halacha prosbul was mentioned, if you remember, Adaf Lamed Vav Amid Beis, that was the example of where you find of Nachman's Makar that a Bezdin can be made up of two Dayanim. You find it by prosbul. And where Bederech Agav, the Gemara, in the beginning of the parak, mentioned the concept of prosbul, Rashi said it there too. So it's mavur that Shitas Rashi is that the idea is you would physically take your shtar and you would hand it over to Bezdin and your Moisesh Taroysa the Bezdin. Therefore, the prosbul works. So you're not really circumventing the laws. You're finding a loophole in the law. But at the same time, it's based on the halacha of Moisesh Taroysa the Bezdin. Tosfos is chaylik with Rashi, and most of the Rishonim are. And the reason is because the Rishonim say that according to Rashi, it should only work, prosbul, if the milvah was a milvah b'shtar. And it's mashma that a prosbul works even for a milvah al-peh. Meaning a milvah b'shtar, you physically have a shtar, so you can now be moisesh terois of the bezin. But if you don't physically have a shtar, because the milvah is a milvah al-peh, you can't be moisesh terois of the bezin. So Tosfos says that it works with the concept of moisesh terois of the bezin, but you're not actually moisesh terois of the bezin. Meaning, you write a document that says, I'm giving over the rights of this loan to Bezdin. You don't physically give him the shtar. It's a little bit of a chiddush, but the bottom line is, at the end of the day, the way it works is that Bezdin somehow takes control, and because Bezdin's taking control, that's going to be okay. Now, the truth is, Hagufa Ton Beer, how could Bezdin violate the laws of Shemitah? If it says in the Torah that if somebody lends his friend money, lo yigos esreyeo, v'zed dvara Shemitah shomloi. So there's a pasuk in the Torah that the loan is supposed to go away. It's something that you have to understand. And higher level, at the end of the day, Hillel did make a takana, l'chayra, to bypass and to be oikud of a Torah, to somehow blow through the law of Shemitah Ksafim. And really, the first part of today's daf is going to be the Gemara's analysis, trying to understand a little bit better how Hillel had the plates and the right to go ahead and make this takana. Zok Dimon. Hillel, Hiskin, Prosbol, V'chulu. Tan Hasam, we learned in a Mishnah over there. Where's there? Pretty easy. Mesach Teshvius. Prosbol in a Meshamet. If somebody writes Prosbol, so the loan is not relinquished when it comes Shemitah. This was one of the takanas that Hillel HaZaken made. Meaning there were other takanas that Hillel HaZaken made, but this was one of them. Why did Hillel HaZaken make this takana? Because Hillel saw that the Olam stopped lending each other money. And they were violating the pasuk in the Torah that says, like we spoke out in the introduction. So he made a takana called prosbol. Zeh gufeshol prosbol. Says the Mishnah, let me tell you what a prosbol is. The following language is written. Moisrani lochem, ployni uployni dayonim, shebemokim ployni. I'm giving over to you dayonim, shekol choyv sheyeshli, etzel ployni, that any choyv that I have, I ployni, shegvenu kozman she'erze, I'll have a right to goyve whenever I want, vahadayonim choyz melamato, the dayonim sign on the bottom of the shtar, oyo edem. If not the dayonim, the edem sign. Either way, this is the takana prosbol. Freit the Gemara, the Grace Akasha. These next lines are from Mamish, the lines that reverberate in sugyas and in bati midrashim. Miyakum midi freit the Gemara, the midai raisa mishamta shviyas, vihiskin hillel the way mishamta. Freit the Gemara, I don't understand Hillel. L'chura, his whole idea, his patent, should have been dead on arrival. Because Hillel HaZaken, at the end of the day, made a takon. That take a loan, that midai raisa is not null and void, and he wants that the malva should be able to go and still collect it. Meaning, he's taking a loan, that midai raisa is mishamta, and he made a takana, the loy mishamta. Now, there was a gather of the takana. But still, the Gemara's kasha is, I don't understand how Hillel can make this takana. How do you have a right to institute something that's violating a principle in the Torah? If midday raisi and Allah collect money, how do you have a right now to go ahead and collect the money? Amr Abaya said, b'shvius bizman hazeh v'rebi. The reason Hillel was able to do this is because it was discussing shvius bizman hazeh. And Hillel holds, like Rebbe, that Shvius Bizman Hazeh is only a Dirabonon, as we're about to see. And being that Shvius Bizman Hazeh is only a Dirabonon, so we're no longer dealing with an Issa Deiraisa. All we're dealing with is an Issa Dirabonon. If all we're dealing with is an Issa Dirabonon, okay, Dirabonon have a right to be Oikra Dovah Dirabonon. And a Chanami, if we were dealing with Shemitah Ksofim Deiraisa, Hillel could never have been Masak and Prosbol. But Shvius Bizman Hazeh is Dirabonon. Whose sheet is that? Rabbi Yudan Nasi, it's Rebbe. Hillel holds like Rebbe. Hillel lived a lot earlier than Rebbe, but he is of the opinion of Rebbe that Shvius Bizman Hazeh is only Dirabonon. If it's all it is a Dirabonon, so it's not going to be a big deal. What's the makar to this? Rebbe, the Tanya, we're learning to the Bryce. Rebbe, Yami, Rebbe says, it says in the Torah of Zed, Var Hashmita Shamait. Shmita Shamait, a little wordy, right? Shnei Shmitois, Akasa Medaber. The Torah, Shmita Shamait, are referring to two different types of Shmitois. Acha Shmitas Karka, the Acha Shmitas Ksof. Now there's a major, major, major machloikis Rishonim, how to learn Pashup Shan in this Gemara. On the page itself, it's machloikis Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. We'll learn Rashi's Pshat first. The Pasuk of Zed Vara Shmita Shamait is referring to two different types of Shmitas. One is Shmitas Karka, as in Parshas Bahar, and the other is Shmitas Ksofim, as in Parshas Re'eh. Darshan Rebbe, from the hekish between the two shmitas, we learn bizman shat meshamit karka at meshamit ksof. When shmitas karka is noyik, shmitas ksofim is noyik. But bizman shat meshamit karka at meshamit ksofim. But when shmitas karka is not noyik, then shmitas ksofim is also not going to be noyik. So Rebbe held that shmita bizman hazeh is the Rabbanon. Why? Because he compared Shmitas Ksofen to Shmitas Karka. And Shmitas Karka Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon. So if Shmitas Karka Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon, so too Shmitas Ksofen Bizman Hazeh is going to be the Rabbanon as well. Now, why would Shmitas Karka Bizman Hazeh be the Rabbanon? So Rashi says, the reason is because Rebbe holds Kedusha Rishoyna and Kedusha Shnia were Kitcha L'Shaita V'loi Kitcha L'Asid Lavoi. Shmitas Mitzvah Satluyus Baretz Loi Kitcha L'Asid Lavoi. Rabbi Yudan Nasi Nach Techorben is living in a world of Loi Kitcha L'Asid Lavoi. So Shmitas Karka is not noyik. If Shmitas Karka is not noyik, Shmitas Ksofim is not noyik. And Rashi speaks out very geschmack that the reason you need a limud for Shmitas Ksofim, because even though Shmitah is a mitzvah tluy baretz, but not Shmitas Ksofim. So Shmitas Ksofim is a regular mitzvah. Who cares that it's like Kitcha L'Asid Lavoi? I mean, we all care that it's like Kitcha L'Asid Lavoi, but it has nothing to do with this sugya. So being that it has nothing to do with this sugya, so why should Shmitas Ksofim not be noyik? The teretz is, because Shmitas Karka is not, because that is totally in Kedushas Haaretz, and once Shmitas Karka is not, so Shmitas Ksofim is also not. But the bottom line is, Shmita Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon, and being that Shmita Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon, so therefore there is no Shmita Deiraisa anymore. So the Gemara continues on Amid Beis, V'tekinu Rabbanon, V'tishamet, Zeichel Shvius. And the Rabbanon went ahead, and they said, Zeichel Shvius, there should be Shmitas Ksofim no be a midrabana. Oh, but the whole Shemitah's Ksofen was merinit a zecher. Ra Hill, Shenimnu Amel, Havizazah. Hill saw that Lamaisa, the Yidden were being over in Issa de Raisa because of a Shemitah's Ksofen de Rabbanon. He said it doesn't make sense. So Amad, the Hiskin Prozbol, and it's for that reason he went that he was Masakin Prozbol. But the Gemara asks another Kasha. Freak the Gemara. Let me ask if I can. Shmita b'zman hazeh, you're telling me, is not noyeg. And if it's not noyeg by karka, so too by ksofim. That means the whole Shmita's ksofim now is only midrabanan. Meaning midday raisa, you should be able to collect your loan even after Shmita. It's only midrabanan that you can't. Freit the Gemara, how do you explain that? That also requires beer. I mean, the first kasha was, how was Hillel able to be Oikar Shemitah's Ksofim Deiraisa? This kasha is just the opposite. It's 180 degrees. How would the Rabbanon able to be Mesakin Shemitah's Ksofim Deirabanan if Minatoira, the loan is still outstanding loan? How the Rabbanon have a right to go Fakert? Amir Abayas. Abayas said, that doesn't bother me. Because Sheval Taiso. That's something they did with Sheval Taiso. They said the Sheval Taiso that you loiva don't have to pay. Prius Balchoiva's mitzvah. The Sheval Taiso, you don't have to do that mitzvah. The first kasha was a good kasha because you're allowing the malva to collect, to be over a maisa loyigos when the Torah says you're not allowed to do it. Ein koich biyat chachamim lakudavim in a Torah b'kum vaseh. Obi yesh koich biyat chachamim lakudavim in a Torah v'ar Torah b'sheval taisa. And it's for that reason, said Abaya, that second kasha is not a kasha that impresses me. The first kasha is a good kasha. But the tzveta kasha, that doesn't bother me so much. So before we go weiter, and we see the second mahalach in the sugya, the first mahalach was Abaya, so the second mahalach is obviously going to be Rava. But before we see Rava, just two horrors. The first horror is that the Gemara said that the reason Hillel was able to be Masak and Prozbol is because Hillel holds like Rebbe, that Shvius Bezman Hazeh is Dirabanon. Being that Shvius Bezman Hazeh is Dirabanon, so Dirabanon, you could be Yoiker. Who's Rebbe? Rebbe holds as a hekesh between Shmitas Ksofim and Shmitas Karka. Shmitas Karka is a mitzvah tluy ba'aretz, Ktushash Rishoyne, Ktushash Shni, Kitchel Shaita, but like Kitchel Lasa Lovi, it's not Noyik Nachta Churban. And being that it wasn't Noyik Nachta Churban, Shmitas Ksofim, even though it's a mitzvah that's not tluy ba'aretz, it's also not Noyik Nachta Churban. And for that reason, Shmitas Ksofim is only going to be Dirabanon. Rashi asks the obvious question. When did Hillel HaZaken live? Hillel HaZaken lived during the Zman Habayis. He lived when there was a Beis HaMikdash. So if Hillel HaZaken lived when there was a Beis HaMikdash, so was helfmich that Rebbe holds Shvius Bezman Hazeh as the Rabbanon? Hillel didn't live Bezman Hazeh. He lived by Yom HaMahem. He lived when there was a Beis HaMikdash. So if Hillel lived when there was a Beis HaMikdash, Freit Rashi, the Grois HaKash and the Sugya, so how is Rebbe Shita of Shvius Bezman Hazeh going to help? So Rashi says that you have to say Pshat based on something that he saw in a Yerushalmi. And that is that the Yerushalmi says that the only time Shmita's Karka is Noyeg is when Yovel is Noyeg. So whenever Yovel is Noyeg, so too Shmita's Karka is going to be Noyeg. Hillel must have held like that Yerushalmi, that the only time Shvius and Shmita is Noyeg is when Yovel is Noyeg. And being that Bizman Bayesheni, there was no Yovel. That's a fact. So if there was no Yovel, so too there was no Shvius. What does the Gemara mean then when it shtels to Rebbe? We're just shtelling to one thing, that Rebbe compared Shmita's Ksofim to Shmita's Karka. And Rebbe held that whenever Shmita's Karka is going to be Noyeg, that's when Shmita's Ksofim is going to be Noyeg. Now, in Rebbe's world, it sounds a little bit more like a Shvius Bezman Hazeh. What would Rebbe have held? Shvius Bezman Abayis? I'm not sure. Take a look at this Rashi. Rashi brings the Teres Ke'anim is Mefurish. Not that way, the Shmita's not Dolin in Yovel. We can work it out. But the bottom line is that we're just applying that Knech from Rebbe, that there's a Hekish b'shnei Shmita's HaKasav Medaber, and the Hekish between the two Shmita's, that Shmita's Ksofim is totally Shmita's Karka. So me'ezah sibah she'yir, if there's not going to be Shmita's Karka, so now you would automatically invoke Rebbe's Hekish and you wouldn't have Shmita's Ksofim either. And it's for that reason, although Hillel Taka didn't live Bezman Hazeh, but Afal Pikein, Hillel was able to be Masak and Prozbol based on this inyan. The second order maybe we'll say. But either way, Zokti Gemar Baita. So what's the first Mahalach in understanding Hillel's Takana Prozbol? Again, what's the Kasha? How could Hillel be Masak and Prozbol? L'chura, you're allowing a Malva to go be over an Issadei Raisa of Lo Yigos. How is that something that's okay? Abaya said the answer is because Hillel held that Shemitah's Ksofim was the Rabbanon. What's the Makar to Shemitah's Ksofim the Rabbanon? It's Rebbe. There's a hekish between Shmita's Kark and Shmita's Ksav. Rava Amar, Rava said, Hefker Bez Den Hefker. Now, here too, there's a major machloikis Rashi in Tosfos, how to understand Pashup Shana Rava. This machloikis we will speak out. First Rashi. Rashi says that Rava is going back to answer the original question. The original question was that how is Hillel able to be Masakim Prosbol? Either Isser Dei Raisa. You know what the Teretz is? Hefker Bez Den Hefker. We're dealing with monetary related issues. Monetary related issues, there's no problem. As for that reason, this is something they're allowed to do. Tosfos, and the Tosfos is on Omid Aleph. Dibra Maschum Mi'ikumidi, if you want to see it inside. Tosfos is Chaylik with Rashi. Tosfos says that Rava was not answering the original Kasha. Because the original Kasha was that there's an Issa Deiraisa for the Malva to go collect L'chura. How could Hillel then be Masakim Prosbol? For that, there's no Teretz Hefker Bez Den Hefker. Because Hefker Bez Den Hefker is not going to work to overcome the Deiraisa. You know, Rava was coming to answer the second Kasha. There were two Kashas. The first Kasha was that how was Hillel able to be Masakim Prosbol? Either is a Parasha Shemitah Sksofim. What was the answer? Shemitah Sksofim is the Rabbanah. But then the Gemara had a follow-up question. What was the follow-up question? That how could there even be such an institution called Shmitas Ksofim Derabbanan? If Midai Raisa, there's an outstanding loan, how could the Rabbanan say don't pay the loan? For that, Rava said, Ichabat Sveta Teretz. Abaya's Teretz was, Yesh Koich Biat Chachom and Lakud Avim and Atar B'Shev Al Taisa. Rava's Teretz was, Hefke Bez Den Hefke. So it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, where the Rava is saying a different Teretz to the first Kasha of the Gemara or not. There's a major Nafkamina, as we'll see Bezu Hashem in the raid. The Nafkamina is it Shayach to learn Shitas Hillel, even if you hold that Shmita Bezman Azaz Dei Raisa? According to Abaya, the whole Takana of Prusbol is a raya l'doyros that shmitas ksofim bezman hazeh the rabbanon. Because if shmitas ksofim is the raisa, there's no hechetimtsa to understand prosbol. That's a bias teretz. She is bezman hazeh, and we're going according to Rebbe that holds it's the rabbanon. If Rava's saying a second teretz to explain prosbol, that means what Rava's saying is it's not muchach that Hillel held that shvius bezman hazeh the rabbanon. It's not muchach that he held that yovel's tali in shmita. It's not muchach that he held there's a hekish between shmita's ksofim and shmita's karka. Could be shmita's ksofim was deiraisa. If that's the case, how is Hillel masakin prosbol? Hefker bez den hefker. But the way Tosfos is learning the sugya, Rava's not a second teretz to the first kasha. Hefker bez den hefker can't be miyashiv the ikatakon of prosbol. What's the teretz to the ikatakon? No prosbol, Abayas Teretz, the one and only Teretz in the sugya, and that is that who's going Alibi the Rebbe, that whole Shvius Bezman Azaz the Rabbanon. And if that's the case, the whole sugya shries. The Takana prosbol is mamish, it's a raya berura that Shvius Bezman Azaz is the Rabbanon, with very obvious implications, as we'll get to a little bit later. But either way, so what's Rava's Teretz? According to Rashi, it's a Teretz to the first Kasha and the second Kasha. According to Tosfos, it's only a Teretz to the second Kasha. What is the Teretz? The Teretz is Hefker Bez Den Hefker. So Zokta Yomara, what's the Mekar to Hefker Bez Den Hefker? Another classic tucked away. The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Nein, Hefker Bez Den Hefker." How do you know Hefker Bez Den Hefker? Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, and this is a Pasuk in Sefer Ezra. It says, "B'chalas Shelo Yavu L'Shloishes Hayamim." So the context is that Ezra and Nehemiah, they come up in the beginning of Bayis Sheni, several years into the reign and the term of the second Beis Hamikdash, and they saw that unfortunately the state of the union was terrible. The Yidden were doing the biggest averas in the world. They were married to Noshim Nachriyos, they were being Mechal Shabbos, every avera imaginable the Yidden were doing. And Ezra felt that we have to be Mechazik. We have to be Kairis Abris almost. So he calls all the Yidden into the town square. And he says, everyone has to come. Whoever's not going to come in 3 days, that's the appointed date. Yachram kol rechusha. I'm going to confiscate all your property. So said Rabbi Yitzchak, I'm going to confiscate all your property. Who gave you the right to confiscate the Yidden's property? Oh, must be. Hefker best and Hefker. Something you have a right to do. Rabbi Lazar Amar. Rabbi Lazar said, Mehacha the Makar is from somewhere else. The Pasuk says, a Pasuk in Yeshua, Eilahan Ochalois, Asher nichalu Elazar Akoyen v'Yoshua Benun v'Roshei Ha'avos v'Goyim. So this pasuk talks about when the Yidden, they divided Eretz Yisrael. So the Yidden inherited Eretz Yisrael and they divided Eretz Yisrael. Says Rabbi Elazar, v'chimayin Roshem Eitzel Avos. We talk about the Rashi Avos. Why are we discussing the Rashi Avos? Meaning, who presided over the Chalukah? It was Yishuv Benun, Elazar Kohen Gadol. We throw in the Rashi Avos. What does this mean? Loi Malachot, it's coming to teach me a very important halacha. Ma Avos Man Chilin Espinim. Just like a tata is Meirish his son, Kol Ma Sheyirtz, whatever he wants. Af Roshim, so to the leaders of the nation, Man Chilin Esa'am, Kol Ma Sheyirtz. They can be Manchil everything they want. What do you mean? The leaders could be Manchil. A father could be Manchil because it's his money. But what gives a Rosh, what gives a leader an ability to do that? The Teretz is based on Hefker Bez and Hefker, this is what he could do. So the bottom line is, what's the Makar to Hefker Bez and Hefker? There's two Makaris. Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yitzchak said it's learned out from Ezra. Rabbi Elazar said it's learned out from Yeshua. It's Divrei Kabbalah, which we spoke about earlier. But a Machloik is what the Makar is. Either it's learned out from Yachrim called Rechushai, or it's learned out from the Pasuk in Yeshua that says Rosh Ya'avos, that the Roshim are like the Avos. Not for now, but there's a lot of raid in the Achroinim that L'chura, it should come out a very big nafka mina between the two Makairas. There's a Chakira Hayudua, the Machna Frayim, declares this Shaila in Hilchis, Mechira Kinyin Meshicha Simin Beis. And that is, when we say that Bezdin has the ability to be Mafker something, Hefker Bezdin Hefker, does it mean only that Bezdin can make somebody's thing Hefker? Or does it mean even more than that? Bezin can take something that belongs to Ruvain and make it Shimon's. The Muschurishin, the Nusach, Hefker Bezin Hefker sounds like they could be Mafkarit, but they can't make an Enoi Zoicha Kezoicha. They can't take it from Ruvain and somehow be Machnet into the Rishus, into the possession of Shimon. It can't be Lochem of Shimon's. You want to make it not Ruvain's Peseder. You can make it Hefker. So the Achrayim say that it could be, it'd be Tali in the two Makaris. If the Makar is Yachrim Kol Rechusha, Reb Yitzchak's Makar, okay, we're going to confiscate it, meaning it's going to become Hefker. But if the Makar is Rosh Ya'avos, Ma Avos Manchilin Espinayim, they can physically take it and give it to their sons, so too Roshim, a Manchil, they have the ability to take something that doesn't belong to someone and give it to somebody else. And if that's the case, it could be they can physically put it into that other person's Rishos. Either way, this is an Arichas Gedoyla in the Gedoyla Achrayim. Incidentally, this Knech, that could be, this would be a Nafka Mina between the two Mahalchim, is Kemat Mefurish in the Rashba, right here in our Sukkah. Just read one line in the Rashba. The Rashba says like this, after he brings the Ar Gemara, Hefker Bezdin Hefker, Uminosha Minon, ready? The Koyach Bezdin Yafa, Lahafke Momoy Mizeh, Ulezakoysoy Lozeh, Afilu Koydem Shevaliyah. You see from our Sukkah, that Bezin has the ability to take something from Ruvain and make it Shimon's. Right? What's the Rashba trying to say? You see, Hefker Bezin Hefker is not just that they can be Mafker, but they can actually transfer from Ruvain to Shimon. V'chein muchach mikra, says the Rashba. It's muchach that way from the Pasuk. The Eila hanucholos ashenichalu. The ma'aves manchilim va'omrim sada ployni laployni v'zocha by miyat. Faf koydim shabali yadai. Af roshim manchilim l'chomi sheyirtzu va'omrim mamin Ruvain yei l'shimon v'zocha by Shimon meyato. It's mefurish in the Rashba that based on that second makar, that's what should come out. And michlal heinat hashemei alav, that based on the first makar, it wouldn't be so pasha. But al kopanim, this raid, which again, it touches on so many sugyas ashas, it's really based on this gemara that we just learned right now. Either way, zok de gemara vayt ibaya luhu. So the Bnei Yeshiva had an ibaya related to Hillel's takana. Ki hiskin Hillel prosbol. When Hillel made his takana prosbol, the dari who the takana, idum l'dari amanami takana. Did he only make it for his generation? Meaning this was a generational thing. His dar would have this takana, but for future generations, this isn't something that would be negay. Or maybe not. Maybe it was made for future dares as well. So the Gemara says, l'may nafkemino. The nafkemino is liftule. Today, a later generation, could we be mevatel the takana, or could we not be mevatel the takana? I'm the dari who the takana. If you're going to tell me that it was made only for his dar mevatelinale, then we could be mevatel it. I'm the dari amanami takana. But if you're going to tell me that he made it for future generations, also im bezin yachal mevatel divrei bezin chaveroi elam king gadol heimenu bechachmu v'minyan. Then it goes down as a takana that the only way you could be mevatel is if the bezin that's being mevatel is gadol heimenu bechachmu v'minyan, and you're not going to find a bezin that's bigger than the bezin of Hillel, and as a result, you would not be able to be mevatel takana prosbol. So Chazal wanted to know, could you be mevatel the takana prusbol? Could you not be mevatel takana prusbol? This was the conversation that was being had. They said, "Luchur, it's totally in the ikur takana of Hillel. If takana Hillel was ladari, then you could. If not, not." So the Achrayim said that you see from this gemara, and the Rishonim already speak this out, that even on the tzad, that Hillel would have made the takana only for his generation, it still would have required a bittel of a later bezdin. The only nafkamina is, do you need that bezdin should be gadol emenu b'chachmu v'minyan, or do you not need that bezdin should be gadol emenu b'chachmu v'minyan? But that's Pashit, you would have to be Mevatel it. Because if not, then what's the Gemara's Lashon? Then Afkamina is Levetule. Iyamit Ledare. Mevatel it. What do you mean Mevatelin Alei? If it was Ledare, then it's Batel Vaimit. Then it by itself became Batel. You see from here a Nifle de Gazach, that if Bezdin put something in place, even if they put it in place with a caveat, they only put it in place with these parameters, but it goes beyond the parameters. There's a nafkamina. The nafkamina is if it was only don ledare, so it's as if they embedded a tenai that if a later bezin is going to want to be mevatel, they can be mevatel. If they make a takana and they don't embed that tenai, it's not ledare, so then a later bezin could be mevatel, but you have to have the credentials to be mevatel, which is going to be very hard to come by. But if they make it ledare, then you can be mevatel. But it's another big chiddush that comes out of this sugya and this daf, and that is that even had it only been ledare, still you would need to go ahead and do a maisa bittel. Either way, that's the shaila. The shaila was, did he'll only make it for his dar, did he make it for future generations as well? So the Gemara is going to try to be poshit from different things that Amiram said. Zok, the Gemara Toshmat, Amir Shmuel, Shmuel said, Loi kasvina prusbo. The only time you can write a prosbol is Eli Ibe Beidina de Surah, has to be the Bezdin of Surah, Ibe Beidina de Naharda, or the Bezdin of Naharda. Meaning, you need a real chash of a Bezdin for a prosbol. You can't just convene three Yidin and say, do you want to be my Bezdin? Or two Yidin, and say, do you want to be my Bezdin? Because I want to make a prosbol. It has to be a Bezdin of stature, a prominent Bezdin, the Beidina de Surah, the Beidina de Naharda. So the Mars Kashis be so good. But if you're going to tell me that Hill's original Takana was made even for future generations, the Shabbatina Nami Lichtavu, so then why do you need a fancy Bezdin? Why can't you use any Bezdin? Shmuel said that you need a Chash of a Bezdin to be able to preside over a prosbol. So Shmuel tied it like this. That Bishloima, if Hillel's original Takana was only made Ladare, so it comes out that if you want to make a prosbol today, you're leveraging Hillel's idea more so than using his Takana. So could be that you need a Chash of a Bezdin to be the one that's going to execute it. But if even today, we have Hillel's Takana. So if a Bezdin today wants to preside over a prosbol, so why do they need all these credentials? Let's say it a little bit sharper. Hillel's prosbol is a very big chiddush. That's the first part of the sugya. Hefker Bezdin Hefker, Yesh Koich Biat Chachamim, right? It gets involved in Grace Zachin. So being that Hillel's Takana is predicated on Grace Zachin, it makes sense that you need a Chash of a Bezdin, a Hillel Dig a Bezdin, in order to be able to do this. If Hillel's Takana was only Ladare, so I could see why a future generation would need a Bezdin Al Kaponim that's Mayan Yonah to Hillel's Bezdin. But if you're going to tell me that Takana was made Ladaris, so the Hefker Bezdin Hefker that we're using today is Hillel's Hefker Bezdin Hefker from 2,000 years ago. So if that's the case, Frank the Gemara, why would Shmuel say you need a Chash for Bezdin? Oh, must be that it was only Ladare, but the Gemara says no. Dilma could be Kitakin Hillel Ladari Amo. Could be Hillel really made his Takana for future generations. Aye, why do you need a Bezdin? Because when he made his Takana, he said that this was a Tanai. This is one of the Dinim in the Shulchan Aruch of Hillel's principle. Kigoyim Beit Dina Diday, it has to be a Bezdin like his. Or this was one of the more famous Batei Dinim in the times of Chazal. The famous Bezdin of Rabami and Rabasi, Dalimi, they're strong Batei Dinim, they have power, Lafkuya Mamoina, they're able to take money from people, they can execute as a Hefker Bezdin Hefker, but it could be for regular Bezdin. Toshmas, the universe, I'll bring you another right. Omash Shmuel, Shmuel said, Hab Prusbala Ulba the Dainihu. I hold a prosbol is an ulbina de daini. So the Gemara is going to explain what ulbina means, but Rashi gives it away. The Gemara is going to say it's a lashon of chutzpah. The whole concept of a prosbol, the Gemara says, is a chutzpah. Shmuel said this. And he said, if I would have the strength, avat line, I would be mevatel. Faith the Gemara, avat line, Shmuel said, I would be mevatel prosbol. I thought you can't do it. Elamai, must be that you could. Must be that Takana was only Ladare. And being that Takana was only Ladare, so therefore he said, I have this on my docket of things that I want to get to. I want to be mevatel prosbol. But you see, how they can be mevatel prosbol. Must be you don't need a gress in a bezdin. It must be it was only Ladare. But the Gemara says, no, Hachi Karmer. What he meant to say was, in Ayasha Chayo, Yoisemi Hillel, avat line. No, if Shmuel needed to be mevatel something, he probably could have. What he was trying to say was that I'm not Godel Emenu b'chachma v'minyan. But in my Yashach Hayil, if I would be even on that level, Yoyse Mehillel, that's when I'd be Mevatel, because Mehillel maybe did make his takana even for future generations. And Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman, when he heard the concept of Prusbel, I mean, he knew the concept of Prusbel, but his comment on Prusbel was as follows. Not in my Yashach Hayil avatlina. He said just the opposite. Akaimeno. He said, if it was up to me, I would be Mekayinov. Be Mekayin Prusbel. Faith the Gemara, Akaimeno, Mekayin v'gay. What do you mean? What? Prozbul doesn't need Rav Nachman's help. It's doing fine. So the Gemara says, "Hachi Kamen." This is what Rav Nachman meant to say. Ema bein milsa. What I would do is, I would take it a step further. The avagato like kosov. I would say that even if there was no prozbul, kosov dami like a leiv bez demasa. That even if a person didn't make a prozbul, it should be as if there was a prozbul. Zok the Gemara. So Shmuel said that the whole idea of a prozbul is ulbinu dedaini. It's like a bad thing. So the Gemara says, "Ipa ilu bnei yeshiva had a shayla. Hay ulbinu lishmu dechutzbahu. Hay lishmu dechusahu." There are two different stadim. How to understand what Shmuel was trying to say. Now, tzad ha-shava shabahen is, it's not a good thing, right? That's Shmuel's punchline. It's clearly disparaging the concept of prosbol. The Shah is specifically, what did he mean? What does he mean when he says open? One side is malosha chutzpah. It says, chutzpah, to go ahead and be mevatel psukim in the Torah. The other side was lishna de dichusa. So Rashi says, could I to see it inside, lo yosu. Shmuel said that the dayonim, the reason they put in place a prosbol was lenachas ha-dayonim. It was just that the dayanim shouldn't have to work too hard. So it seems that as Shemitah was coming, so all of a sudden the dayanim got very, very busy, right? All of a sudden he had lawsuits being filed all over the place because people wanted to make sure that they were going to get their loans paid up. So to prevent that from happening, he said, oh, that's why they instituted the prosbul. So, again, it's not a nice thing, but it's not a lishna of chutzpah, it's a lishna of the chutzpah. The Gemara says, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from another classic tucked away in our daf. The Amar Ula, Ula said, Aluva kala, shezinsa b'cheref, kupasa. What a chutzpah is it for a kala that's mezana while she's still in the chuppah. Now, why did Ula say this? I mean, that's the mashal. The nimshal is Klal Yisrael. Klai Yisrael was still in the chuppah. They were still by Har Sinai. And even though the Yidden were by Har Sinai, still they went and they worshipped the Chet Eagle. And Ula's response, his reaction to that was, Aluva kala shezinsa bekerev chupasa. But you see from here that the word Aluva is not a lashon of nichusa. The lashon of Aluva is a lashon of chutzpah. Amr Amari, Berah de Bashmul, Amari, who was the son of Shmuel's daughter, said, my kara, what's the makar to this? How do you know that it was a bechina of kalush hazinsa bekerev chupasa? Because the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Ad shehamelech b'mesibay nirdi nosan reichai. So the king is still sitting by the mesiba, and the reyach of the kala already went away. It's a gone. Mamish, it was ready as nos. Amar Rava. Rava said that you see one nice thing from this pasuk, that adayin chavivusa hu gaban. This pasuk is the marshal that describes the chete egel, but you see that the Eibishter still loves Klal Yisrael. Even noch the chete egel. The chsiv nosav lo chsiv hisriach. Really, what it should have said was not nirdi nosan reichai, but nirdi hisriach. It's a stinked. That's not what it said. Nosan reichai is a much finer lashon to show that Lamaisa, the Eibishter is still talking in a fine way about Klal Yisrael, in a lashon of ahava and a lashon of chiva. Adayin chavivusa hu gabon mamish b'shas maisa under the chuppah, even though the kala was mezana. Tanu Rabbanan, one last braisa, a dvar agada that relates to the word aluva, hanelovin ve'enon oilvin. These are people that are recipients of chutzpah, but they don't act with chutzpah. Shoymin charpasan, they hear b'zioinis ve'en mashivin, they don't answer. Oysa me'ahava, they serve Hashem me'ahava, usmeichem v'yesurim, and if the Eibishter sends yesurim, then mekabel the yesurim b'simcha. Aleim ha'kasav oim, it's regarding them that the pasuk says, v'oyavav, kitzeis ha'shemesh b'gvurasai, that meiridiger reward they're going to get, they're going to be kitzeis ha'shemesh b'gvurasai. What does that mean? We have a related raid by Chassam Sofer on that, and we are going to stop here. So just to speak out one hour, and the Be'ez Hashem will pick this up very much tomorrow and in tomorrow's raid. So today's daf, the latter part of the daf, discussed the sugya of Shemitah's Ksafim, discussed the sugya of Prusbo, and really, it also discussed the sugya of Shemitah Bizmanazeh. So I think it's kedai just to extrapolate from today's daf something that comes up in many, many sugyas hashas, and that is the inyan of shvius bizman hazeh, specifically from the standpoint of Shemitah's Ksafim, but not exclusively from the standpoint of Shemitah's Ksafim. So we know there's a big shaila whether Shemitah bizman hazeh in Eretz Yisrael? Is it noyeg midei raisa, or is it only noyeg midei rabban? Now there's tremendous, tremendous nafkaminas. In our sugya, the nafkaminas were in the world of Shemitas Ksafim, but the bigger nafkaminas are in the world of Shemitas Karka. Because Kiyodua, in the last 150 years from the time that Yidden began resettling the land, so there were different etzes that different Gedolei Yisrael came up for the farmers to try to be able to survive the Shemitah year, considering that is Isurei Deiraisa from working the land. And the most prominent etza was a shtar mechira. So people use shtar mechira in different geschäften, in different businesses. And the question was, is there an etza to come up with a shtar mechira? So again, this is a sugi that's Rechavim Miriam, it's not today's daf at all. But at the same time, at the core of the shaiva, of whether we could be soymech on a shtar mechira, and could we rely on different kulas, is Shemitah b'zman hazeh deiraisa, and Shemitah b'zman hazeh derabon. And that is today's daf. So I just think it's kedai, just to see what came out from learning Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. So, if somebody asked you after learning today's daf, is Shvius Bizman Azed Deiraisa or is Shvius Bizman Azed Rabbana? I think you could do a basic back of the envelope cheshbon. You would say as follows. You would say the Mishnah said that Hillel was Misakin Prozbul. And then we had a problem. How is Hillel able to be Misakin Prozbul? Umiyak Umidi, the Medeiraisa Meshamta Shvius, the Hiskin Hillel. How is Hillel able to make a takana that violated Pesukim in the Torah, Parashas Re'eh, the whole parasha of Shemitas Ksafen? Amar Abaya, Abaya said, it's not Shver, because Shvius Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbana. And Rebbe holds that there's a hekesh between Shemitas Ksafen and Shemitas Karka. So if Shemitas Karka Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanan, so too Shemitas Ksofim is also going to be the Rabbanan. Oh, Shemitas Ksofim is only the Rabbanan, so it's not a kasha how Hillel was able to do what he did, because he's not being oiker a mitzvah Shemitah Deirai, so all he's being oiker is a mitzvah Shemitah Midrabbanan. Now Rashi spoke out that maybe Shvius Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanan, but how is Shvius in the times of Hillel, the Rabbanan? Hillel lived in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, everyone agrees that Kitcha Shnia was Kitcha L'Shaita. The Shaila is if it was Kitcha L'Asalavai. So for sure there was Kedushas Eretz Yisrael in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. That means at that time Shvius for sure was Deiraisa. So even if there's a hekesh between Shemitah's Ksafim and Shemitah's Karka, but for sure L'chura Shemitah was Deiraisa. So Rashi quotes a Yerushalmi that says that Mitzvah Shemitah is also Iskish to Mitzvah's Yoivah. And the only time Shemitah is Noig Medei Raisa is when Yoivel is Noig Medei Raisa. And being that there was no Yoivel Bizman Bayesheni, so Hillel held there was no Shemitah Bizman Bayesheni either. In other words, this is a two-prong attack. You have Mitzvah Shemitah's Karka, which is Iskish to Yoivel. And you have Shemitah's Ksofen, which was Iskish to Shemitah's Karka. But the bottom line is, even in the times of Hillel, Hazokin, who lived in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, Shemitah's Ksofen was the Rabbanon. Why? Because Shemitah's Karka was the Rabbanon. Why was Shemitah's Karka mid the Rabbanon? Because Yoivel was a Noyik, I mean that Yoivel was a Noyik, so therefore Hillel was able to go, and Hillel was able to be Mesak and Prozbul. Rava said a different teretz. Rava had a different mahalach in understanding how Hillel was able to be Mesak and Prozbul. Rava's mahalach was Hefker Bezdin Hefker. As we mentioned, the daft was Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos had to understand Rava in a deeper way. Rashi said that Rav is coming to be Miyashiv, the Gemara's original kasha. How is it able to be Masak and Prozbul? It's a Deiraisa. Abayas teretz is Shvius Bizman Hazeh is the Rabban. Rav's teretz is that La'olam, it could be Hillel held that Shemitah is Noyig Medeiraisa, but at the same time, Hefker Bezdin Hefker. And being that we're dealing with a Mominus related din, even though it involves Dina Deiraisa and Isura Deiraisa, but really every Mominus involves Isura Deiraisa, which is Zigzal, right? So it always is Negei Dina Deiraisa. And Afal Pikin, there's a halach of Hefker Bezdin Hefker. So Rav is the second teretz in the Sugyo. And Rav says that being that Hefker Bezdin Hefker, so therefore Hillel was able to go ahead and Hillel was able to be Masakin. But Tosfos was Chaylik. Tosfos says that when Rava said Hefke Bezdin Hefke, Rava wasn't coming to explain how Hillel was able to make his Ikar Takana Prozbul, but rather what Rava was coming to say was that Benegeya, the second kasha that the Gemara asked in the Cheshbon HaSugyo, that how could there even be a concept of a Shemitah Derabanan, isn't that also a violation of a person's rights. For that, Rava answered, Hefke bezen hefke. Abavos is negay, the ikka shayla of how could he be masakim prosbol if midday raisit is a parish of Shemitah, there was only one teretz, and it was the teretz of Abaya, that Rava's nichatu, and that is it's working with Shnitas Rebbe, who holds that Shemitah bezman azez midurabanan. So the bottom line is, if you do the recap, we paskin that there's something called prosbol. That means Hill's takana goes down with Dairis as being a real takana. It's pasha, right? You didn't make prosbols. So we paskin prosbol. Does that say anything as it relates to whether Shemitah b'zman hazeh is Dairaisa or Shemitah b'zman hazeh is Dirabana? It's telling the machlokes is Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, Abaya held that prosbol is proof that Shvius b'zman hazeh is Dirabana. And just to be clear, Tzai Shemitah's Ksofim is Tzai Shemitah's Karka. Because the whole Makarta Shemitah's Ksofim being Dirabana would be Shemitah's Karka. If Shemitah's Karka is Dairaisa, Shemitah's Ksofim is also going to be Dairaisa. Alu Rishoyin Amanu with Staron, what does Shemitah's Ksofim have to do with Beis HaMikdash? It's a mitzvah she'enot l'yibar. It's only because it's iskish to Shemitah's Karka. So according to Abaya, for the fact that there's a takon of prusbol, that's a raya berura, she'enot all of tshuva, that Shvius b'zman hazeh is the Rabbana. According to Rava, it's not. The emes is, if there's a machloik is Abaya v'Rava, even though we had one of the exceptions the other day, but usually we paskin like Rava. I mean, usually we paskin like Rava. So I think that the way you would walk away from today's daf, again, just learning daf yoimidik, is the halach is probably going to be like Rava, and there's no hechrich whatsoever that he'll held like Rebbe that Shvius b'zman hazeh is the Rabbanon. La'olam, it could be held that Shvius is Dairaisa, Shmitas Ksofim is Dairaisa, or behefke bezen hefke. In other words, because it's telling the machlokes of Ivara. But according to Tosfos, there's only one mahalach had to answer the original kasha of the Gemara. And that's Abaya's teretz. That we're going according to Rebbe that holds that Shmitas Ksofim is the Rabbana. If that's the case, from the halacha of Prusbul, it would be muchach that Shvius Bezman is the Rabbana. Just to bring it out with one more knetch, a little more jump. And that is, it sounds like from our sugi there was a machlokes Rebbe in the Chachamim where the Shvius b'zman hazeh deiraisa Shvius b'zman hazeh derabanan. Right? Someone asked you, Shmita noig b'zman hazeh deiraisa Shmita noig b'zman hazeh derabanan. Right? This was a huge deal last year. Right? If somebody asks you that question, so you would say, Rebbe has a shita. Rebbe is in Gittin Lamed Vav. It's also by Katan Daf Beis. Rebbe has a shita. Shvius b'zman hazeh derabanan. Sounds like the Chachamim are probably chaylik. Halacha k'Rebbe mechaveroi. So I think just Muscharishi would say that Allah is probably not like Rebbe. Yeah, it's Rebbe Shita. And as much as Rebbe is Rebbe Nuakadish, Rebbe Danasi, v'chule, but Halacha k'Rebbe only mechavei roi, v'loi mechavei rov. What comes out from the sugya, however, is that it could be Hillel's Takana was predicated on Shita's Rebbe. And if Hillel's Takana is predicated on Shita's Rebbe, then it's not just Rebbe, it's Hillel Azokin. Hillel Azokin. Prusbol, we know we paskin that, and if that's the case, then it would come out already that the halacha is that Shvius b'zman hazeh is the Rabbah. So what's the bottom line? It's often halacha in Shulchan Aruch. There's actually zero suspense. The mechaber is in Chosh Mishpat. It's in Simon Samach Zayin. That's where Dinei Shmita are mentioned. It's a Chosh Mishpat Gesugya because of Shmita's Ksofim. And the mechaber says as follows. Ein Shmita's Ksofim Noi Hagais Ben HaToyro Elo B'zman Shehayoyvel Noyeg. That's a Lashon HaRambam that we did not discuss. Umidivrei Soifrim So Shmitas Ksofim is not noig b'zman hazeh midai raisa. It's only midai rabbanon that it's noig. Zok de vilna goyin abir agro. Eh, gittin la midvav amid aleph. V'rova loy poligo leo da abaya baha. K'moy shakos of tois v'sham. Divrei amaschol mi. V'chein tzayver ha-rambam sham alochet ha-zayin. V'ayin kesef mishno. Zok de vilna goyin. What's the makar to the shitas ha-mechaber? It's tois v'san arsugi. The way Tosfos learned the sugya that there was never a machlokes Abaye v'Rava had to answer the first kasha in the Gemara, so it comes out the whole takon of his of Hillel, the whole takon of Prusbol was predicated on Shmita's Ksofim being midrabanan. If it's predicated on Shmita's Ksofim being midrabanan, so it comes out says the Shulchan Aruch, it's davar pashut, it's not a question. Shmita's Ksofim is midrabanan. Now the Goyin says that even though this is what the Mechaber said, you ready? Oh, but it's delay karayvit sham. It's not like the Raivin. In Perek Tes, Hilcha Shemitah, Halacha Tazayin, the Rashi Sham on Amid Beis, which Rashi? Rashi who learned that Rava was a second teretz to the original Kasha, because like Rashi, it's really a machloikas Abaye v'Rava, where the hill is going, Aliba the Rebbe, Aliba the Chachamim, and Halacha is going to be like Rava. The Ramban and the Sefer Aschus, the Sfir Luhu, what do they hold? Halacha Kirabanan. Because really, whether or not Shvius Bezman says the Reis Rabbana should come down to how do you understand Rav? This is what Mamish, the whole Tumul and Mamish, you can't imagine the level of controversy that's associated with this Shail of Shvius Bezman Azed, the Reis Rabbana, and it's from the Sugis Oimib Rumish Alaylam. It comes down to Poshib Shad, how to learn a Gemara. It always does. And how to understand Rav. Is Rav a second terrorist to the first Kasha? That's where Rashi learned the Sugya. If that's the case, no Shtar Mechir. Ki'ilu, right? Or is Rabbah not a second teretz to the first kasha? He's a second teretz to the second kasha. Obisunodo ain't teretz to the original kasha. It's a bias teretz that Hill's Takana Prusbel is working with. It's predicated on the halacha of Shvius Bezman Azed Rabbanon. Well, if Hill holds Shvius Bezman Azed Rabbanon and Prusbel's predicated on that, and we have Prusbel's Bezmanay, no, so how's anybody going to be chaylik with that? And if Shvitas Ksofim's the Rabbanon means Shvitas Karkas the Rabbanon, so if that's the case, that's what should come out. And that is the first beer Agra, L'shoyne Yazov, here in Simon Samach Zayin, where he speaks at this Nakuda, this grace of Shailas, totally in this Machalikus Rashi and Tosis, right here in our Sugya. So just to fast forward, literally, to millennia. And that is one of the very, very important Mar Mekoymes in the sugya of Shemitah Bezman Azeh is the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi is in Chelek Gimel, it's in Siman Aleph. It's really learning up today's Daf Be'ion, if you want to go through the shtickle. And it's all the different shitas of Rishonim, Cheshvi starts off Cheshvining Rashi on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and the Tosis on the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. So if you want to learn a little more, Be'iyun, today's daf, it's a beautiful, beautiful Nifla de Gemara Maramak. Now, it's very, very long. It's 40 pages long. Abul Maisa, at the end, the Beis HaLevi, and got involved a little bit in what was going on at that time. And that is, Yidden was settling Eretz Yisrael, like we mentioned earlier. And there was a lot of raid about Yidden have to keep Shvius, they don't have to keep Shvius. And is it the Reis, the Rabbanon being Soymich on different coolers? I mean, you have to keep Shvius, but the question is, maybe even the Rabbani can be Soymich on different coolers. And this is what was going on. And the Beis HaLevi starts referencing different journals. Doesn't call out anybody by name, but he mentions that there were different makilim that he saw. And the Beis HaLevi goes through this inyan. So it's a very, very interesting Beis HaLevi. Incidentally, Toich Dvarav, he quotes his son. He says that he was discussing this inyan with his son, Ubni Harav Chayim Mivalozhin Sheichir, referring to him. We know it's Reb Chaim Briske. At the time, Reb Chaim was Reb Chaim Vivaloshin. But I'll call upon him. So he says he was discussing with Bni Reb Chaim Vivaloshin, and he writes that Reb Chaim told him, Amar li Dover Nochin. Incidentally, that Dover Nochin that Reb Chaim told his father, the Beis HaLevi, is in Chedusha Rabbeinu Chaim HaLevi al Rambam Barichos. The Beis HaLevi gave a skama on that Reb Chaim, he said it to Dover Nochin. Ayin Shom. Abul Amaisno, just one interesante zach, and that is, Beis HaLevi said, if you hold Shvius Bezman Azez the Rabbana, what would be the Pshat? So he makes a sikkum, it's negeya his cheshbonus. But he makes a sikkum and he says, if you go through the Rishonim, there's three reasons why Shvius Bezman Azeh would be the Rabbanim. I'm talking about Shvius, Shmitas Karka. Shmitas Ksafim is always going to be Istish. But in terms of Shmitas Karka, three different reasons from the Rishonim why Shvius Bezman Azeh would be the Rabbanim. The first is, Rashi said in the Sogya, and that is because Kedusha Rishonim, Kitchel Ashaita, Veloy Kitchel Asalavi, and Kedusha Shnei is Kitchel Ashaita, Veloy Kitchel Asalavi. So, Noch the Chorben, again, we mean now Bezman Azen, not the times of Hill, today, in the 19th century. So, it's Poshit, it's Loy Kitchel Asalavi. If that's the case, Shvius Bezman Azen would be the Rabbanim. You have the Yerushalmi that Rashi quoted, and that is that Shemitah's Tali and Yoivel. So, if there's no Yoivel today, that's obvious. So, based on that, there would be no Shemitah either. In other words, even if Kedusha Shni would be Kitchel Ashaita v'Kitchel Asalavoy, Obsidah did that if there's no Yoivo, so then you don't have any Kedusha Shvius either. But there's a third Makar. The third Makar is the Shita Sarammam. Now, we spoke about the Shita Sarammam, and we posted a whole bunch of related raid bites on this Shita Sarammam. The Rammam has a very, very Meforsim Diga Shita as it relates to the Mitzvah Satluyas Ba'aretz. The Iker Rammam is in the end of the first parak of Hilchas Trumas, where the Rammam says like this, Ha Truma Bizman Azeh. This is in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. Truma Bezman Azeh is only Midrabban. Incidentally, the Rambam Shita is that Kedusha Shnia was Kitchel Ashaita, V'Kitchel Asalavei. It's the Rambam Shita. But the Rambam holds Truma Bezman Azeh is the Rabbanon, even though it's Kitchel Asalavei, because the Rambam holds even Bezman Abayis, even when it was Kitchel Ashaita, Truma was only Midrabban. Why? She'ein locha Truma Shal Torah, because the only time this Truma Midrais is in Eretz Yisrael, Ubizman Sheyeh Kol Yisrael Sham. And at the time when Gans Kla Yisrael is there. But if you don't have Gans Kla Yisrael there, then The halacha is there's no truma de raisa. Shenemar kisavayu bias kulchem. It means bias kulchem kshahayu bi rusha rishayna ukumayshein asidim lachse bi rusha shlishes. So this is dvar matikim that Reb Chaim that the Beis Halevi said bni Reb Chaim Voloshin said a davar nachayim davar hagun. It was referring to this Reb Chaim in Sefer vadvar matikim. But the bottom line is the Rambam has a new shita. The Rambam shita is that all the mitzvahs atluyos ba'aretz are totally in bias kulchem. If roiv of Klai Yisrael are living in Eretz Yisrael. So then there's bias, then you have bias kulchem, and if you have bias kulchem and maybe roiv of Klai Yisrael, then you're going to have all the mitzvah tluyos baretz. But if you don't have roiv of the yidden living in Eretz Yisrael, then you're not going to have the mitzvah tluyos baretz. So when we learned Masechtas Yevam, Perek Aharon, all those sugyas, we went into this mamish be'arucha. We spoke at the time that there was a major machloikis between Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish. What would happen if the demographics changed? And according to the pollsters, it seems like they're actually changing in real time. And the question is, would that have an impact in halacha? Meaning, if the demographics change, and now all of a sudden, Reiv of the Yidden would be living in Eretz Yisrael, would that make a difference? Reb Chaim held it wouldn't make a difference. It's like, kum dois for Reb Chaim and Sefer. We said at the time, this is a very big brisko kula. But Reb Chaim, it sounds like, from his shtickle and sefer holds it wouldn't help because the Tanai of Bias Kulchem was a Tanai that had to happen at the time of the Kivush, at the time that they actually conquered the land. But the fact that it changes later wouldn't make a difference. Chazanish was mechulik with this Reb Chaim. But the bottom line is that this Rambam is a third makar and a third reason to say that Shemitah Bezman Hazeh would be Noi Midrabban. So either because Kedusha is like Kitchel Asalavai, or it's based on the fact that Shemitah is Iskishli Yovel, or based on the Rambam Shita, that the Rambam holds that for all the mitzvahs at Tluyas Baretz, the Rabbi Shvias, which is before in the Rambam Perek Vav Hilchas Beis Abchira, Ayin Sham, that all the mitzvahs at Tluyas Baretz are totally in Bias Kulchem, so being that you don't build Bias Kulchem as Marazeh, it would be the Rabban. But the Beis Halevi said, a nifle diga nafkamina. So I'll tell you a nafkamina lahalacha between these three times. It's a charifos. He said the nafkamina would be, on a simple level, before the charifos, Bizman Abayas. Bizman Bayas Shein. Was Shemitah Noyig Medei Raisa or was Shemitah not Noyig Medei Raisa? It's totally in these three times. According to the first time, according to the reason that Shemitah today is only Medei Rabbanon because Loi Kitchel Asalava, okay, Bizman Abayas, it was Kitchel Ashait. However, according to the time that Rashi brings B'Shem to Yerushalmi, that is a hekish to Yoyevo, Bizman Bayasheni, there was no Yoyevo. Or according to the Rama says beforeish that Bizman Bayasheni, that loch is of Shemitah weren't Noyig. So, said the Beis Halevi, it would come out of Nafkamina Lalacha, whether or not Shemitah was Noyeg Midai Raisa, about Midrabanim, Midai Raisa, Bizman Bayashen. Says the Beis Halevi, Lafizah, I'm going to tell you a Dover Nachar. That is, there's a Pasik in the beginning of Nehemiah. Everything comes together. Prime and Sefer, the Pasik in Nehemiah. So this is a Pasik in Nehemiah. Perek Yud. So in today's daf, we quoted Ezra Perek Yud. That's one of the two Makaris in the Gemara, Tehefker, Bez, and Hefker. This is not Ezra Perek Yud, this is Nehemiah Perek Yud. So this is the same context. B'daf Mechazik Zayin the Yidden, because the Matzniv is mamish terrible. So the Yidden, they come together, and there's Bechias. It's Halolu Boichim, Halolu Boichim. It's a Maimid Nifla that's going on in Klal Yisrael. And the Pasuk says that the Yidden, they got together and they said, you know, the Tzoros are so bad right now. It's so bad. Merubin Sarchei Amcha. The Matziv was very, very difficult for the Jews. There was Anias, and there were Oivim, Kutim. A lot of bad things were going on. Ubechol Zois. But stating all that, Anachnu Kursin Amona. Vikoisvin. We're going to be makabel that we're going to do the mitzvahs. Valachosim. Sorenu Livienu Kayanenu. And it goes on with Agans Arichas. And then they start talking about specific mitzvahs that they're going to be makabel. We're going to divorce all the Noshim Nachriyas. We're going to start keeping Shabbos. One pasuk, you ready? V'amei Yoretz, ha'mevien es ha'makochis v'chol shever b'yei ma'shabbos limkar lo'y nigach mehem b'shabbos. We're not going to buy anything on Shabbos anymore. U'b'yoyim kodesh on the holy day. V'nitosh es ha'shona ha'shviyas and we're going to keep Shemitah u'mashe kol yad. And we're not going to collect, there's no prusbul yet. But we're not going to collect any money when it comes Shemitah. We'll be mekayim the mitzvah v'yishom elecha pen yidovim v'avcha b'li'alim. So one of the mitzvahs that the Pasuk says that Nehemiah was mechazik with them and that the Yidden were mekabel was the mitzvah of Shemitah. So the Beis Halevi said like this. He said that this Kabbalah right now, this Shemitah, what was this Shemitah? Was this Shemitah d'Iraisa or was this Shemitah d'Rabbana? When they said we're going to keep Shemitah, it's totally in the three taimim for why Shvius Bezman Azez the Rabban. Again, the old Shvius Bezman Azez, they write, so we're not having this conversation. But we're going if Shvius Bezman Azez the Rabban. L'chayr it's totally in the three timing of why Shvius Bezman Azez would be the Rabban. If Shvius Bezman Azez the Rabban, because loy kitchel asa lavoy, that means then it was kitchel ashaita, Shvius was deiraisa. So what were the Yidim Mekabel in this posik? They were Mekabel Shmita deiraisa. A belighted Tzvei under a Mahalchin. The Yerushalmi that Rashi quotes in today's daf, and the Shittas HaRambam, where even Bezman by Yesheni, where it wasn't Bias Kolchem, right, that's what's going on in those psukim. It's Lehedyanah Bias Kolchem, 42 some odd thousand Yidden, but no one else went. So it comes out, what's the Shmita really? That Shmita's a Shmita deRabbanan. So says the Beis Halevi, it comes out as a. That means if this Shemitah was a Shemitah Derabbanon, that means our Shemitah Derabbanon, that farmers are being noyig in the 21st century in Eretz Yisrael, it's the same Shemitah of Nehemiah Perek Yud, because nothing changed since then. If that's the case, it comes out Shemitah Derabbanon Bizman Azeh is not just the regular Derabbanon. It's Divrei Kabbalah. And he says, the Gemara says, Divrei Kabbalah said, today's daf, Gittin Lamed Vav Amar Aleph, the first sugya, Deiraisahu. So says the Beis Halevi, that this leichkeit, this kalus, that I'm seeing people are saying, that Shemitah Bezman Azeh is the Rabbanon's, the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, even though a lot of Rishonim don't hold that way. Oh, but the Maisa, the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, could be this is not a regular the Rabbanon. It's Ken Gar Zayin, this is a Divrei Kabbalah. It's really totally in the Rishonim. And right Rishonim, he says, it could be it's Taka, it's a Divrei Kabbalah, it's a Pasuk in the Chemia, the goyness of it. It's a pasuk in the chem. V'nito yishes hashana ashvius u'masha kol yad. Now it's in Divrei Kabbalah. Or once it's in Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah already has dinah d'oraisa. He says not just that. It could be this was like a Kabbalah was done in the tzur of a bris. Could be it should be loy gara from a cherem d'rabbeinu gershon that the Noyib Yehuda already said has dinah d'oraisa. So it just got upgraded from a regular din derabbanon to a Divrei Kabbalah. Maybe the koyach of cherem, the Kabbalah of a neder shehud berabim. You can go in different uschais, but the bottom line is a regular rabbanon. It's not lecheretz divrei kabbalah, and based on that, they'd be mocking to say that maybe this should be a din da'iraisa. Either way, we'll stop here, and Be'ezah Hashem, we'll pick this up tomorrow.